Welcome.
Welcome in to a new episode of the 413 Spin Fit Podcast. It's been a minute since I've done an episode for Spotify. Been doing a lot of stuff on my YouTube channel, trying to get that pumped up a little bit. And felt like it was time to come on here and give you guys some new content on Spotify. Also wanted to give you guys an update on prep, where we are. We are 11 weeks out, just under 11 weeks out, and doing really good. I'll update you more on that here in just a minute, but as always, welcome in to the 413 Spin Fit Podcast. If you are new to the podcast, welcome in for the first time. If you're a continued listener, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Thank you for sharing. Remember, whatever platform you're listening on, press that bell so you are notified when new episodes drop. Before we get started, I must give a huge shout out and thank you to Pioneer Fit for being a sponsor for summer shredding for me. I have room for more sponsors, so if you own a business or if you are an individual and you would be interested in sponsoring me, you can reach out to me on social medias through a direct message. I would love to be able to promote your business along my journey and even after the journey, maybe collab on some different things, either pre-summer shredding or post-summer shredding, whichever it may be. Remember, if you're interested in buying wrist straps or knee sleeves or even lifting belts from Pioneer Fit, you can go to generalleathercrafter.com and you can use my code 5SMO6Z. Again, 5SMO6Z. We'll get you a discount when you check out. So prep, where are we? I am at 290 pounds now, sitting at about 24% body fat according to my InBody. And I'm doing really good. My meal plan has started working. The meal plan my coach has put me on, it really has been paying off dividends big time. First couple of weeks, I didn't see any movement in my weight, but the last 2 weeks, I've seen some movement. I think I'm down I'm down 8 pounds in the last 2 weeks. So, like I said, the movement's there. What I want to talk about today, in this episode, is failure. Failure along the journey on your weight loss journey. It's inevitable when you're on the journey to lose weight, to live a healthy life. You're going to have some times, some moments when you experience failure. And what I want to talk about today is how you can overcome that failure. Today in church, we talked about how to recover from failure. And I want to kind of gear this towards the weight loss journey. And I'll probably throw in some things from our message today at church as well. But my main focus is on how to overcome failure on your weight loss journey. The first thing I want you guys to know is this. Failure is not final. Okay? Failure is not final. That is, failure on your journey is not final. Remember this. Remember your why. And then do what you have to do in order to overcome that failure. So two things to remember. Remember your why. In other words, why is it that you started the journey? Was it for family? Was it for friends? Was it for yourself? Was it because you have a dream that you want to see come true? Maybe you have a goal that you're chasing after, something that you want to accomplish. What's your why? Figure out, remember that, okay? And then second, do what you know you have to do to overcome the failure. What does that mean? That means the non-negotiables. For me, the non-negotiables are, first and foremost, getting up every morning, spending my time with God. As always, I'll say it now, I will always say this. My faith, my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation of why, the foundation for why I do what I do with my weight loss journey, with my podcast, with my YouTube channel, with everything I do when it comes to my health and wellness. Because that's part of my story. Another one of my non-negotiables is my daily step goal. I have a daily step goal of 12,000 steps. Have I hit it every day before this last week? No. But right now I'm on an 8-day streak of hitting 12,000 or more steps a day. Sticking to my meal plan. That's really, really important. Because if you have a week where you're struggling to get to the gym because you're sick, maybe you're hurting, and you've got something going on that's keeping you from making it to the gym, stick to the meal plan. That's a non-negotiable. As long as you're sticking to those non-negotiables, okay, and you're being consistent with those, then it's going to be easy for you to overcome that failure. And then finally, don't fear it. Don't fear failure, okay? Because at some point in life, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. The second thing I want to talk about is being ready to get back on the horse, to get back in the saddle, to get back on that journey to living that healthy life, to losing that weight, to getting the weight off, to feeling better about yourself. Because you know what? As you lose weight, two things are going to happen. Mentally, you're going to feel amazing. And physically, you're going to feel amazing. You see, I firmly believe there is a connection between the mental health and the physical health. If you're feeling sluggish all the time because of your physical health, if you're feeling like you can't get up and do things because physically you're hurting, because you're overweight, it's going to start taxing not only on you physically, it's going to be taxing on you mentally because you're sick all the time. You have headaches all the time. You can't move because you're hurting all the time. And it wears on you mentally. And then finally, declare your commitment for the journey you're on. Make a declaration that you are going to be committed to the process on the journey. And whatever that process looks like. Because for one person, the process may be one way. For the next person, the process may be different. So remember those things. Remember, failure is not final. Remember to be ready to get back on the journey. And finally, make that declaration that I will get back on the journey. I will be committed to the process. And I will be committed to seeing this thing through. And that's where I'm at right now. I am committed to seeing my weight loss through until the end. I have a goal that I'm chasing. And I fully intend on reaching that goal. Will it happen this year? I don't know. It could. We're still early in the year. But I'm going to reach that goal. I'm going to finish what I started 7 years ago. 7 years ago, I weighed 500 plus pounds, I'm pretty sure. I was afraid to step on the scale. The last time I remember stepping on the scale back then, I was at least 480 at one point. And then I just, you know, it was you know, I had zero confidence in what I was doing then. But then God heard my prayer, answered my prayer, and I've been able to overcome obesity from a mental standpoint. I still got weight to lose. I'm still classified as obese when it comes to the medical classification. But in my mind, I'm not obese anymore. Mentally, I'm not obese, but physically, I may still be obese. And if that's what it is, then I've got half the battle won already, because I've overcome the mental aspect of it. And that's what it's going to take to you guys. In order to overcome the failure, you've got to change your mentality. You've got to move from a "I don't know if I can" to "yes, I can" attitude. I'm going to leave you guys there. As always, thank you for listening to the 413 Spin Fit podcast. Remember, whatever platform you're listening on, whether it be Google, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, listen there, share the link, click the bell. That way you're notified when new episodes drop. Peace out.
Welcome.